Can you explain to me what a black hole is?
I think it's when a star implodes on itself and kind of sucks everything into that area around it.
In the atmosphere, right? Is that the black hole? Not really.
All I know is that there are a lot more of them up there than they think there are, and they sort of go into an emptiness that no one knows the other side where they come out.
Can you explain how they form?
That forms after a star explodes.
No clue. Unless it might be a dying sun, they might form black holes.
I think they're caused by a collapse of matter into a small, tiny space, infinitely small.
Scientists believe there are an infinite number of universes, and these universes contain alternate versions of you. Some of these scientists theorize that black holes are the link to these universes. Now, there's one catch. Once you were to go through a black hole, you'd be unable to return to your own reality, which is here. If it meant cutting all ties, would you be interested in traveling through a black hole and exploring?
Yes, I would absolutely travel through.
I don't think so. I'd rather not take that kind of a chance.
Definitely, because it's a new experience.
Okay, that was like my favorite Vox I've ever heard. That was material collected by Andy Lindberg and Jen Barnes. And my favorite guy there is the guy who goes, I don't know, but I know there's a lot more of them up there than they think there are. Well, how does he know that? In other words, he knows that there's more of them than scientists actually think there are. He has some proprietary knowledge about how many black holes there really are. All right. But I love that whole thing. That was terrific. I hadn't heard the Vox until just now. All right. Joining us now to straighten all of this out and get everybody all calmed down as part of our Let Us Correct You feature, Edward Moran is an associate professor of astronomy and chairman of the astronomy department at Wesleyan University. He is with us now. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. So let's begin with the basics here. What is a black hole?
Okay. Perhaps I should start with what a black hole isn't first.
Okay.
On Tuesday, in fact, I gave a talk to a group of undergraduates, and I asked them what they think a black hole is. And the only response I got was from the back row, where someone was making this kind of sucking sound, like a.
and that may have not been responsive to your question.
Well, I think that's what she had in mind.
Yeah.
But in fact, that's not what black holes are. They are not these voracious cosmic vacuum cleaners that are mercilessly sucking up the material universe as we know it. That is, you know, one of the basic misconceptions about black holes.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, if we could turn the sun into a black hole instantaneously, although that would be really bad news because it would get cold and dark.
Yeah.
Gravitationally, we wouldn't really notice the difference. We wouldn't all of a sudden be sucked into the black hole. We would just continue to orbit the thing which was the sun. Once a year, just like we do now.
Mm-hmm. So that does dispel a misconception about a black hole, that it's like some kind of cosmic whirlpool that it's sucking.
Yeah, that's right. So when I tell people that there's a black hole at the center of the galaxy, they're all worried that, you know, sooner or later it will be our time to get gobbled.
Yeah. So it's not that. So what is it?
Well, basically, and one of the people in that little bit there had it right on the nose. It's a massive object which, because of gravity, has crushed itself down to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And that point we call a singularity has all the mass of the original object, but it has zero size.
Yeah.
And so at that singularity, there's infinite density and, therefore, an infinite gravitational force.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that, there's a finite region around the black hole within which we call the event horizon, where the gravitational field is so intense that not even light can escape it.
See, I think one of the areas that we get a little confused here is that in movies and stuff, when they have a black hole, you can see the black hole, but you can't see the black hole if it has no size.
Well, the event horizon actually does have a finite size. I mean, you're right. The singularity itself, where the mass is located, is infinitesimally small. But
mm-hmm. So say again what the event horizon is, because if there's anything we can see or anything that would be detectable, it would be that, right? So what is it? What is the event horizon?
Well, it's the couple ways of thinking about it, but it's the boundary between the normal universe and the singularity, from within which no information can escape.
Mm-hmm.
That the according to Einstein's general theory of relativity, that the space-time in that vicinity of the singularity is so warped that that no information, light or anything else, can escape. And so that actually has a finite size that has is proportional to the mass of the black hole.
And so I guess the question then becomes, can, based on all of the preceding, can a black hole be, we know it can't be seen, but in other words, well, as Patrick says, has anyone pointed a telescope somewhere and said, look, there's a black hole right there? Is that how it works?
We can't see them directly. They don't emit light. They don't reflect light. But we can see them in one of two ways. We know that the real ones are out there.
Yeah.
As I said before, although they have zero size, they have their original mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can exert gravitational forces on nearby objects that we might be able to observe. For instance, we could be observing a star, a normal star, with a regular telescope and measure its velocity and observe that that it's moving toward us and away from us in a kind of a periodic way, the same way that something would appear if it was in orbit around another object. Based on the period of that orbit and the velocity of the star and just some simple physics, we can calculate the mass of the thing that it must be going around, even if we can't see any light from that thing.
Yeah.
And our theories tell us that if the mass of the dark object around which the normal star is orbiting exceeds three times the mass of our sun, that it must be a black hole.
So was that guy right when he said there's more of them than people think there are? Do we know how many black holes there are or how often they recur across the universe?
We don't know for sure exactly how many there are. And so I think on the most basic level, he is right. The only other way we can see them, if they're not interacting gravitationally with a nearby object,
yeah.
The only other way we can see them is if they are gobbling up material, and if material does get to be too close to the black hole, it will get eaten. As material falls in on the black hole and accelerates towards it, it gains a lot of kinetic energy, and this heats up the material hot enough that it can emit X-rays.
Yeah.
Most things out there in space are not luminous X-ray sources, so when we do observe strong X-ray sources, and we can because we have orbiting X-ray observatories, that often points us to the location of a black hole. And then looking at the gravitational effects or making other physical arguments, we can deduce that the source of the X-rays has to be the vicinity right around the black hole.
All right. And in a black hole-sized nutshell, because we're running out of time, how about the thing that Andy was saying in the collecting the thing about there's alternative universes in parallel? That black holes don't connect you to those things, do they?
Black holes are provide great fodder for science fiction.
Right.
But probably not.
Yeah.
That's right.
We get most of our information about things like this from science fiction at this point.
That's right.
Probably we should sit down and read an actual book about these things at some point. Well, you've been great to help out with this. And Edward Moran, Associate Professor of Astronomy, Chairman of the Astronomy Department at Wesleyan University, thank you so much for doing this today.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. And to the rest of you, I'd say stop calling us to complain about black holes and stuff. You know, I mean, first of all, you can't see one hovering over your yard or anything like that.